Good morning. Welcome. Hour number two begins on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:07, and your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. So Rob Reiner, the details on that whole murder thing, it really is pointing toward his son Nick, it would appear, who apparently has a troubled past, some violence in there, issues with drugs ongoing. Just a terrible tragedy all the way around. We'll dig into that a little bit. Don Jr. got engaged. Bettina Anderson, the model and the girlfriend that he has been spending time with. Now, I guess it is official. You know, if Dad puts it out there, it's got to be official. And we've got these important issues that we need to get to, but I got to tell you, there's controversy stirring in other places as well.
Yeah.
Well, it's the whole naked Christmas controversy, you know. And some people are considering, you know, going naked for Christmas, and some people are like, that doesn't make any sense. Where's the decorum in that?
Hmm.
You know, have you heard about this controversy, naked Christmas?
No, this is totally new to me.
As people all over the country prepare to travel to see loved ones this Christmas season,
yeah,
you know, some people say less is more, and it's dividing people. Can you imagine you travel? Hmm. You travel to grandma's house.
Yeah.
You come in stark naked. Stark naked.
Uh-huh.
The Christmas tree, of course, I'm talking about, not grandma. A naked Christmas tree.
Oh,
there are people that are not decorated.
Oh.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
Well, you said they're coming in the door naked.
Mr. Cassidy. No, they're coming in the door, and that's what they see. They see a naked tree.
See, that just sounds lazy to me. You got those growing in the yard.
Well, it's kind of a...
It's called landscaping.
If you're into the minimalist lifestyle, you know, free of clutter...
Yeah,
you know, less is more. I mean, the tree. A tree is beautiful. People have written poems about the tree, and yeah,
I've not heard of this.
Yep, and some people are just going bare this year. I mean, and it's a controversy.
It just seems kind of silly to me.
It has become a hot trend on social media feeds.
Well, I guess I missed those.
Well, you did, and we're not shocked. But yeah, now some of these bare trees are lit by nothing but like soft white lights.
Okay.
In some cases, though, no lights at all. Celebrities, including Julianne Moore, Michelle Pfeiffer, I still love you, baby, Victoria Beckham. And Khloe Kardashian have embraced the look. Wow. And they're just swapping the ornaments and tinsel for clean lines and quiet glows. Yeah. And some people are really embracing it and really love it. And then, of course, not everyone's a fan.
No, I would not be.
One online user declared, "You just don't have taste. Ornaments are a must."
Yeah.
Designers call it the no ornament or nearly naked tree, proof that minimalism has finally reached the holidays. Some people said it looks peaceful. It's elegant. No mess.
Hmm.
If it's a real tree, there's still plenty of mess.
Yeah, the needles.
Yeah,
needles. Yeah.
Others think it looks unfinished, even joyless.
That would be me. Because again, you could have one of those growing in your yard and instead you just got it in your living room? No.
Being of the lazy sort, I mean very efficient in my actions sort, I could see the value in that because you still get the, if it's a fresh tree, you get that wonderful pine smell.
I do like that. Yes, I agree with that part.
Yeah, it fills the house and it's an aroma and it brings back some great memories. So I could see the value in that.
Yeah.
But I do have to say, if you're going to bother with that, you might as well go ahead and put the lights and the decorations on it. And isn't there sometimes a little bit of family joy that comes from getting together as a family and decorating the tree?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that part of it? Now, what would you do? Just stand there and look at it?
Yeah. See, that's kind of...
I mean, how would you keep the kids busy? You got to keep them busy. I mean, you're filling them full of sugar cookies and all that.
Yeah.
With fewer decorations to buy in store, people are saving money. It's also about practicality. In households with kids or pets, fragile ornaments and dangling decorations can quickly turn into hazards. Retailers have taken notice, offering pre-lit trees and neutral decorations that appeal to the growing demand for a cleaner look. Did you ever do a tree with a theme, Greg?
Well, mainly just from a standpoint of maybe color combos.
Yeah,
not
like just red and blue balls.
Right, yeah.
Nothing I try to avoid the blue balls, but some people like them.
Never did a dog theme or something like that.
You did or did?
Did not.
So I never did
a theme per se, no.
Now, I honestly thought about, never did it though, like a Harley theme. Like orange and black tends to be their, the colors. You could do that. My daughter, I believe, did 1 year, orange and blue themed, gator themed tree. And that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I could see that. Now, I've got a friend that keeps a tree up year round.
What?
And it changes based on, like, for instance, Valentine's Day.
Oh.
So February, it's hearts and red and whatever.
Cupids.
Halloween.
Shooting arrows.
It's orange, and it's up all year for different things like that. Yeah, and it's kind of cool.
So the theme changes with the season.
Yes.
I'm a little bit more open-minded to that now that you've explained.
On the other side of that, in St. Louis, I had some next-door neighbors who had a tree up. They lived in a split-level style house. And in the lower level, you could see in the window all year long a Christmas tree.
Hmm.
And I'd be out working in the yard, and I would just hear the Christmas music just cranking.
Uh-uh.
They loved Christmas so much. It was pretty much a year-round thing.
Wow. I wonder if they had a little baby Jesus in there somewhere.
I'm sure he was in there.
Huh.
Just never grew up.
I mean, eventually.
Yeah.
Eventually he's going to.
Yeah.
And by the way, in good taste, here's the etiquette. Don't chastise someone who decides not to decorate their tree the way you might expect them to.
Well, yes, as someone who doesn't decorate their tree, that's who's saying that.
Well.
You don't get to make the rules.
That's
for the
right.
rest of us.
Festivus? Did you say Festivus for the rest of us?
I just said Restivus.
I think that involves a pole, not a tree, I believe. Anyway, some people can't help themselves.
Yeah.
Especially like, you know the relatives I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the pie hole is going to come,
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep. One TikTok user said, I wonder how many kids don't get to decorate their tree nowadays.
Oh, that's sad.
For many, classic Christmas trees tap deeply into nostalgia with ornaments including handmade crafts from school, photos from other years, and gifts collected over time. That's true.
I didn't even thought about the things like, going back to like second, third grade, you'd make something to bring home.
Yeah.
I haven't even thought about that in decades.
And your mom's like, this is hideous, but little Greggy, I mean, I have to pretend like, I loved his little art projects. God, we're so old, Greg. We may have actually made like an ashtray.
Well, actually, though, if you stop and think about the tree, how many people did where you would cut up the colored paper and you'd make the strips?
Oh, yeah, like red and green
and
circles.
And you would make your own garland to take?
Yeah.
Yes, we did that.
Oh, we kept ours. I think it lasted at least a couple of years anyway.
Wow.
And we would reuse that,
the
garland and stuff.
Man, these are memories I've not thought about forever.
God, that reminds me of my parents. Like, there comes a time when you have to replace, like, the tree that we grew up with. We're not children anymore.
Yeah.
Like, we're adults.
Sure.
That means that tree is old.
Yeah.
It was looking a lot like Charlie Brown Christmas, man.
Did you ever have the aluminum tree?
No.
Silver? Boy, don't walk across the carpet and touch it.
Wow.
You talk about pain. That was bad.
I can't imagine.
It was bad.
Shocker, D.C. authorities artificially deflating crime stats. We'll get to that. But first, what's bugging you? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call now, 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You is next on 97.3 The Sky. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. Stay warm, my friends. Yeah, another chilly one, and maybe a little bit tomorrow. It'll moderate a bit. It's going to be up and down, I guess, for the next couple of months. Hey, be happy for the break, because you know it'll be just like this. We'll snap our fingers, and we'll be like, getting out of the shower, start sweating immediately, tired of the heat. So
step out to the front door, and you're just like drenched.
Embrace it, my friends. Be thankful and happy, and just it should add to the joy of the season, hopefully.
But it's time for bugging, not smile, Bob. You're saying all these happy things.
Oh!
Yeah. What's bugging you is the question.
You will be happier if you're able to air it out and get it off your chest, some of the things that are bugging you. Mm-hmm. Yep. It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call in now and tell us what's bugging you. 877-975-9825.
I got one.
You got one right off the bat?
Right, yeah, I can jump right in if you want me to.
Okay.
Happened this morning. So, you know, my alarm goes off at 3 o'clock. I woke up at 2:30. Eyes just opened up. I'm like, wow, I've got half an hour.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Close my eyes, open my eyes. It was 2:56. I'm like, wait a minute. I didn't even experience the falling back asleep or the gently waking up. It's like, how did it? No, it can't be. That's I was in denial, but it
isn't
really
that
bug me.
Better than like kind of laying there going, "Oh, I got 30 more minutes," and then you're like, oh, "I wish I could just sleep a little bit, it 30 minutes," and then you're going back and forth.
You got me there, because and then you've wasted that half hour.
Yes, wasted. That's how you feel. Wasted.
And you didn't get rested. You're just irritated.
Yeah.
You might as well just get up anyway.
Yeah, and then you're kind of anxious the whole day because you feel like whether it really affects you physically, you know you were cheated out of 30 minutes.
Oh,
so it weighs on you through the day.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you snap at people and you go, sorry, I didn't sleep that well last night, which is a good excuse.
You've come to use that one on a regular basis?
Moi?
Yeah.
Moi? How dare you? Maybe a couple times.
So that did bug me, but it's like, it really felt like I closed my eyes and opened them just like that, and it was 26 minutes went by.
But you slept well overall.
I did, and that was the great thing. But then, and sometimes I'm glad if I wake up a couple minutes before the alarm because it's not as jarring. Mm-hmm. I keep it kind of turned low so it's not like when you had a real alarm clock back in the day. You know, a crank up one and they were loud. Yeah.
Like a little brrr, brrr.
Yes.
Then it gets a little louder. Brrr,
like Greg.
Brrr.
Hey, it's time to get up. Yeah, that's what I prefer.
That's
as opposed to, hey, you got to get him go to work, dude.
Me coming and clapping. Pump it up, Greg.
Oh, yeah, that really hurt. That really bugs me, which is why he does it.
No.
No, he knows he does.
I had no idea it irritated you to that point. Right. Anyway, call in now, 877-975-9825, and Mark, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Yeah, Greg's old Panasonic alarm with the snooze button. But what's bugging me is I watch a lot of news over YouTube, news channels, and I watch a lot of news conferences. And what's bugging me is there's very often the American Sign Language person off to the side, which is fine because I have the highest respect for accommodating the hearing impaired public. But these American Sign Language interpreters, they feel compelled to do all kinds of facial contortions and gesticulations, almost as if they're adding political interpretation. And so I think they should just stick with the mouthing of the words because the hearing impaired do lip reading and just use their hands. They don't need to do all the interpretive facial expressions.
Yeah, there was one in particular yesterday that I was watching. And I'm trying to think who it was. And it was the guy was because of his facial gesticulation. Is that the word he used?
I'm not sure. I think Dr. John should call if you've got that.
But it was very distracting. It was. But, I mean, I appreciate the thought behind it.
But I wonder if it's just part of their expression of helping them to do it and be on track and all that kind of thing.
Well, the thing is, all modern TV stations and broadcast things, they all have closed captions. So it's not as necessary as they try to make you think it is. I think it is a feel-good thing.
Or is it for people who may be there?
Oh, at the press conference?
Because there's always people who just don't listen. Just saying.
Oh, well, because there's some people that can't listen.
Well,
is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Is that what you're trying to say, Greg?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Bob.
Okay. 877-975-9825. Call in now. Buckshot, what's bugging you?
I love our president, and I voted for him, but I wish he'd quit talking about tariffs being paid for by other countries. It's the corporations and the businesses here in the United States that are paying for them, and then the prices get jacked up, and we, the consumer and the private citizen, are the ones actually paying for it.
It seems like we pay for everything.
Yeah, pretty much.
Don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of how that works, I think.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I can see how that would be bugging you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, so authorities in one particular eastern seaboard city think that, well, it's okay by, you know, artificially manipulating crime numbers. Why would you do that? I'll explain coming up on The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And don't forget, listen to The Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey iHeartRadio or TuneIn apps, or just tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky. Another day in paradise, indeed. Welcome to it. A little chilly. 7:35 on the Bob Rose Show. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Greg Cassidy is with me, of course. And what's up with our quarterback? I guess he's hitting the highway, heading out. DJ Lagway, the Gators quarterback. He had a meeting with the new head coach, John Sumrall. And apparently, there may have been kind of a mixed signals going on. The coach maybe was just, you know, trying to get information out of him. But apparently, Lagway, and this according to different sources, et cetera, so you know how that goes, that he felt like they were questioning his competitiveness and his work ethic. That's kind of...
Okay.
And that's from, you know, anonymous source of blah, blah, blah. So he is entering the portal. He's like, Scotty, beam me up.
Yeah.
And he's going to go to a different time, a different dimension in the universe. No, he's going to go to a different team, it looks like.
All right, that's all right.
Certainly, young man, full of talent. Full of talent. And, you know, hate to see him go, but, you know, if you're getting this feeling, you know, you get a feeling maybe you need to trust your instincts. Don't know, you know, and it's got to be hard. You were already here. You're Lagway. You're the guy.
Sure.
A new coach comes in. You don't know this guy from Adam. You don't know him at all. And yet you have to, the relationship grows, you know, in intensity immediately because you're looking at him. He's looking at you. And you have to, if you're the coach, I mean, I would think you have to choose your words very, very carefully.
Well, let me interject a thought, because here's what immediately came to mind, and it could be with any job, but it's very much the case with our job. We may be working at a radio station, you've been here 24 years, and all of a sudden, a new program director comes to town. And now there's a new guy down the hall in the office that is your boss, and you have to meet for the first time, and you've got to decide... You know, I've been doing this fine before you got here, dude. And he's like, hey, but I'm the new guy coming to town to do my thing. So it's kind of the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that can go one way or the other.
That's why I would have some friends that would have an informal meeting with the program director in the parking lot.
Informal.
And explain to him the value that I bring to the airwaves in a maybe not so subtle way. I think they refer to it as... Code Red. That's right. Code Red. No, I'm just kidding around, of course. No, I've been very, very blessed. I've worked with some great people. But
in 24 years, you've had that scenario happen a few times.
Yes, most I have won over. Others didn't outlast me, and I'll leave it at that. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Gary, good morning.
Morning, Bob. How y'all doing?
Fantastic.
Hey, longtime Gator fan, love the Gators, but I'm going to tell you what Gator Nation feels like about Lagway like I do. He was supposed to be great potential. The five-star superstar, it never materialized. And I'm not saying he wasn't coached up, which I feel that was part of it, but part of it's Lagway himself. It's some of it's physical. He's hurt a little bit. Some of it's between his ears. And I'm glad to see him go. I wish him well, but he didn't pan out like he was supposed to. And, you know, that's what we was looking for, a good quarterback, and he wasn't it. Love your show, Bob. Love Gators. Go Gators.
There you go.
Right on. Thank you, Gary.
I bet a lot of people feel that way. I'm sure that's a common thought.
He was very highly touted. That is absolutely true. One person doesn't make the team, clearly.
No.
You've got to have the pieces around you, and you have to have, you know, the coaching that is helping you to reach your potential. It's always, there's always a debate. Do you take the players that you have, especially in the what they call the, you know, the skilled position? They're all skilled, but you know what I mean. And do you work with them and kind of design an offense that brings out the best in them? Or do you have this offense that you think is, you know, the most awesome, and you need to make the pieces fit
right
into that particular scheme? And so that's going to create some friction. But yeah, anytime there's change, most people just don't like it. They don't like the change.
Not at all.
And
human nature. Yeah.
But if Lagway, you know, if maybe it was that easy for him to push the button and say, I want to eject, I want to get out of here. And if that's the case, well,
do you think
you don't want him around if he doesn't want to be here?
Is this whole portal a good thing, or does it just suck?
Oh, it's completely a mess.
That's
in my opinion. And it's not just the portal, it's the NIL, you know, name, image, and likeness, and this tremendous amount of money that's involved now. The NCAA, as usual, completely screwed it up. They went from, you know, throwing somebody off the team and, you know, if a booster paid for a $5 hamburger.
Right.
You know, they went from that insanity to now the insanity of giving some of these players millions of dollars. So, you know, They could have found some middle ground, a stipend type scenario or something along those lines, or a graduated stipend, depending on the perceived value of their name, image, and likeness. But no, they didn't do any of that. So they just
And instead of going to a school because it's where you want to get your education and move forward in your life, now the school, in a sense, is following secondary to who you want to play for, who's going to give you a bunch of money.
Well, it's greed on all levels, on all parts. It's demand, from alumni and stuff. We demand, you know, winning teams, success all the time. And the greed works all the way around. The program brings in a lot of money. Program costs a lot of money, but it does bring in a lot. It's, there's no... It's not going to be. It's only going to become more difficult from here on out.
Because they've made it more complicated.
Yeah.
Because now you've got kids making these decisions. Basically, in a sense, I'm sure they've got some input, but you've just thrown a whole nother wrench in the mechanism.
Well, yeah, you have the input in some cases of parents, and maybe some parents who may not be looking out for the long term situation for their kids either. They might be stricken with poverty or other things that.
Yeah.
Make life difficult.
Yep.
Let's talk about, forget about football.
Okay.
Football, schmutball. You know what I mean?
What you got?
You know what I mean? Oh, did I mention, though, before we get off football?
Mm-hmm.
Steelers won last night. 4 touchdowns in a row. The old man, Aaron Rodgers. He's 112, and he's playing football. Actually, he's not even the oldest guy out there now. Phillip Rivers. You remember that name? I'm Phillip Rivers, and I can still throw a touchdown. And he did.
That's amazing.
He played for the Colts, and he's 44 or 45, I want to say. Aaron Rodgers, no spring chicken, but 4 touchdowns, and they beat our Dolphins 28-15.
Well, they were playing up north, right?
Yeah, they were playing in Pittsburgh, and it was cold.
It's the cold.
It's 18 degrees at game time.
How can a Dolphin perform in the cold? Come on. Think about it.
Well, I guess if the water's warm, but it doesn't work that way up there, does it?
See? It would turn into ice.
Yeah. Yeah, and they are mammals, so you have that, right? But anyway, so the Dolphins are out of the playoff picture. Now let's talk about pickleball. Elon Musk and pickleball.
Really?
Yes.
You play?
If you can build a rocket ship.
Yeah.
That can turn around and land back on the pad.
Just like the movies in the 50s.
I'm thinking you could probably build a pickleball paddle.
You think that's on his mind?
He's done it. He's launched it. It's a new product. No one was expecting it. And it's not cheap. What do you think it goes for?
Well, what's a regular pick? What does a good quality pickleball paddle cost?
There's some people that'll fork over $200, maybe more. Most people wait for something like that to go on sale, and they pay probably an average of $75-$80.
Okay, so as someone who doesn't play, what is it in the quality? What makes a pickleball paddle worth $200 or $75?
It's basically the carbon fiber or any other ingredients that are in it. I mean, if it's real carbon fiber, it's going to be pricey. I don't know how it works with that, if you can designate something with carbon fiber and it has very, very little.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Versus something that truly is made out of... Like, you've seen it in car ornamentation.
Oh, I love it.
If it's real, it's expensive.
Absolutely. But I like it because it's lightweight. Okay, if that's the case, then, because I know nothing about pickleball...
So, yeah, there's your scale.
$1,000 because it's Elon Musk. I don't know.
$350.
Oh, really?
$350. And you know what I like about it?
Not too bad, then.
You know what I like about it?
What's that?
You never have to plug it in. Get it? The electric car reference.
Ah. See what you did there.
Yeah, you don't plug in pickleball paddles anyway, but the reference... was for the
Elon
Tesla
Musk
car.
And the Tesla. Yeah, I get that. Yeah, it's
Let's talk a little bit during the break, Greg.
I've never played pickleball. I don't. I've never even sat and really.
But
watched
it wasn't really a pickleball joke. It was an Elon Musk.
I know.
Folks, this is what I have to work with every day.
Oh wow!
I always appreciate the prayers, even from Greg's mom.
Yeah, she prays for
she
you.
She prays for
Believe me.
Yeah.
She prays for you.
Oh. Because she knows what I have to deal with every day. You're darn right. We're in total agreement. 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we got a ton of stuff waiting for you. Hang on. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Well, I hope you're filled with joy and happiness. 'Tis the season. Let's focus on the good things, shall we? The Bob Rose Show is on. Greg Cassidy is here. That's a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
It is 7:51, by the way. Good morning. Another cold start to the morning. Be prepared for that. It's going to warm up a little bit, and then tomorrow, a little bit warmer. And so we'll see temperatures moderate at least a little bit. But hopefully it'll put you in the good spirits. Right?
Got shopping done in that spirit of shopping?
We knocked out a couple of things, for the kids.
Yeah.
And for my grandson, of course.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah, that's the most important.
See, there's one thing that Jen wants that I guess I'm going to have to break down and order it. It's not that it's a difficult thing, but I can't find it in a store. I probably hit 5 stores
yesterday.
Can you
say what it is? Or?
Well, no, because this is the radio and everybody would hear. And she would hear. And everybody would tell her that they
heard. It is supposed to be a surprise.
Well, it's one that she wants, but, you know.
She doesn't know if she'll get it.
Right.
And based on your luck so far, she may not.
No, but it's... And the other thing that blew me away yesterday, middle of the day, I was at Target. It was packed. I guess everybody's Christmas shopping this week. And I'm like, oh,
it
yeah,
wasn't Christmas. Like their version of a blue light special or anything going on, huh?
I don't think so. I think people were shopping.
It was just packed, huh?
It was. So, yeah, but the frustration is I'm going to have to break down, I think, and order it online because I prefer to, you know, shop
give money locally.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
but
that's how we survive here on the radio.
Yep.
So we try to give back to the local community, and sometimes it's difficult depending on what the product is.
Yep. So
but we try. That's all you can do, Greg.
I know.
All you can do is try. And that's all they do in Washington, D.C. They try.
Yeah.
Yeah, they try to make up numbers for crime statistics that make them look better than they actually are.
We've heard that.
United States Attorney for the District of Columbia, Jeanine Pirro, you may have heard of her.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The judge.
Former guest of the Bob Rose Show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She said that Monday her office's investigation into the Metropolitan Police Department, this is in D.C., of course, revealed widespread misclassification of crime reports that made D.C.'s crime levels appear lower than they actually were.
Mm-hmm.
Who would cook the books like that? Why would they do that? Yep. She said in August of 2025, They began an investigation into the reported deflation of crime statistics. The need for accurate information to fight crime is essential. After a review of almost 6,000 reports and the interview of over 50 witnesses, it is evident that a significant number of the reports had been misclassified, making crime appear artificially lower than it was. The uncovering of these manipulated crime statistics make clear that President Trump has reduced crime even more than originally thought, since crimes were actually higher than reported. His crime-fighting efforts have delivered even more safety to the people of the district. Ooh, wow. That's making the lefties' heads spin. They don't like that. Trump winning again. No. It doesn't matter that people's lives are better, safer, their quality of life is better in D.C. due to the direct actions of under President Donald J. Trump. No, that doesn't matter. It's dirty Trump did something good again, and we can't stand it. Yep.
Isn't that sad? It's just so sad that they're just not looking out for their own people.
Apparently, Pirro's office also put out an interim report titled Leadership Breakdown, How D.C.'s Police Chief Undermined Crime Data Accuracy by the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform. And they detailed out the MPD Chief Pamela Smith actively pressured commanders to alter crime reporting practices. The findings are based on transcribed interviews with all seven patrol district commanders and one former commander currently on leave. So it concludes that Chief Smith prioritized lowering publicly reported crime numbers over reducing actual crime and used her position to coerce staff into using lesser intermediate charges, many of which were not publicly reported, in order to present the illusion of safety.
But again, isn't this a police chief who before was the chief was like the DEI director or something?
Yeah, I believe that is.
So maybe law enforcement and real crime, you know, maybe that's not really her thing. Just saying.
You wonder if that was learned behavior from, I don't know, maybe other blue cities?
Could be. Or did it trickle down from the mayor's office or
just politically, you know? Interesting and sad at the same time. Yep. All right. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we have a lot more to talk about coming up. Average holiday expenditures next on 97.3 The Sky.